Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm just going to go off on a couple different topics. You guys are kind enough to send me articles that you find that you think will stimulate the conversation here on the show. And many times they're really good. Today I've got a couple of them I think that just is really over the top. I want to share them with you. I want to work through them with you. And these are the kinds of things where you have to just take this for granted that I'm going to lose my mind on this right up front. So if the type of person doesn't like somebody to lose their mind, probably not a good day for you to be listening to the show. On the other hand, if you're somebody who just hates the fact that it's legal for financial planners to lie and misrepresent the truth, that they can do it on the radio, they can do it on TV, they can do it in articles, and no one ever comes behind them and fact checks anything they say, which makes it ridiculous. If I were to spew all types of facts on the show that were not represented by somebody else's results, if they themselves didn't tell, see, I'm not telling you that the lady yesterday said they're averaging between 10 and 24% cash flow. The family was telling you. I didn't tell you that they made 250% return on their cash out refi. They're telling you that. See, it's the members who have actually done it year after year after year for 27 years we've been doing this that the facts are revealed. Now, these people can't misrepresent because they have partners in these deals. Most of them do. And so their partners are getting these financial reports, getting these returns, and that's why we're still here 27 years later, is because we're telling you the truth. But these financial planners, first of all, I know that none of them know anything about making money. None of them. I'm willing to take any one of them you can find in this country. I don't care if he's Fox News, on down, put him on the radio with me, and I will destroy them when we talk about the facts. These guys know nothing about how to make money, nothing about retirement, nothing at all. Everything they spew is misrepresentation, false facts, bad ideas that don't work. And it just drives me crazy that they can do it legally and get away with it, and that there's nobody and no way to be able to get back at them. Not at them, because I want to hurt them, but at their lies and misrepresentations. See, they just make up facts as they go. And they believe, just like many politicians believe, if you tell a lie long enough and loud enough, people will believe it. What does it do? It ends up putting a good 75% of Americans in the position they'll never be able to retire. You know, you look at the facts of what the median savings is, it's unbelievably low. You know, it's unbelievably low. The median savings in this country, 50% of the people in this country and below have $5,000 in the bank. 50% and below have $5,000 or less in the bank. Now, when you go to the average and you average in the rich people with the moderate and poor people, the average is about $95,000. But even $95,000 is not enough to survive the rest of your life in retirement. So I'm going to take on the financial planners today, and I've got two or three articles where I'm just going to rip into them like I haven't in a long time, and I hope you enjoy it. If you've got any questions, you can call in 877-711-5211. I may not take a call immediately because I might be in the middle of a rant, but if I can get you in, I'd be happy to get you in. The first article that was sent to me, that's just outrageous, it's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, says that it's a known fact that stocks are better than real estate as investments. It's a known fact. First of all, it's not a fact. Real estate is 10,000 times more profitable than stocks are in every way, shape, and form. You make money in real estate five different ways in the stock market, only by appreciation. Real estate income is tax free when done correctly, which means even if we did half of it, we'd be equal to them. But we do five times as much income as they do, and yet it's tax-free, which makes it really 10 times more profitable. Now, I'm just throwing numbers out there. Those are not specific facts. I'm just, right now, venting the fact that these idiots don't know what they're talking about. It's so common. When they had the new tax laws in place, an idiot got on the radio, on TV, and started venting, one of these reporters, that now you could get all this income tax-free because he changed the tax laws. No, we've been able to get that income tax-free for 30 years. But these idiots don't even know it. And so what do? They come on the TV and they regurgitate how stupid and uneducated about the topic they are. How do you get to be in Fox News or CNBC or NBC or any of these stations, CNN, and become a fact reporter when you don't even know the facts? That's what's irritating to me. I'm going to cover the facts here today. But what irritates me is that these guys get on TV spewing the lies and the misrepresentations so that the electorate ends up with a median savings account of $5,000 and an average savings account of $95,000. This is just ridiculous. Let's start out. This article says there's seven reasons why stocks are better than real estate. Let's just take them one at a time. By the way, the idiot that wrote this article's name is Sean Langolius, and this is from MarketWatch. The article's out of MarketWatch. Sean, if you're out there listening, please, please come on the radio with me. Let me take your head off and show you how embarrassed you'd be to talk about stuff you know nothing about. I will bring facts, figures, people's deals, financials, whatever you need. If you think you could stand up to even one-tenth of the proof of what you're saying, I don't think you could stand up to any of it myself. So let's talk about liquidity. He is saying the number one reason that stocks are better than real estate is because stocks are liquid. If you want to get out, you can get out. All right, let's explain to you. This is a misrepresentation. The reason you can get out of stocks is two reasons. One, there's a liquid market for it there. That's granted. But two, you have to get out at the price they're willing to let you out at. In other words, if the stock market, you bought a stock for $100 a share and it went down to $75 a share, yes, you could get out immediately at $75 a share. But that's not what you're saying. What you're saying in real estate is I bought this piece of real estate for $100,000. Now it's worth $400,000. And it took me 30 days, he said 45 days to sell it. Of course it took 45 days to sell it. We're looking for a greater fool that'll pay $400,000 for something you paid $100,000 for. You're going to wait until that person comes around. But what if he offered that piece of real estate that appraised for $400,000 for $300,000? That piece of real estate would sell overnight, instantly. You could cash that out in a second. I do it all the time in a seminar. I say, if you could buy this apartment this way, cash flowing this much, who would buy it today? 90% of the people in the room raise their hands. They would buy it today. That's how quickly I can sell a piece of real estate when you're not trying to rip off the person you're trying to sell it to. If you had a fixed market where whatever the appraisal was, the property would sell for, you could sell real estate just as quickly as you could sell stocks. But that's not what's happening. People are trying to make massive capital gains on real estate. On the stock market, you're happy to take whatever it is they're willing to give you the day you want to sell it. Is that liquidity? Is that really liquidity? Wow. Let's say that you lose half of everything you're worth. But man, you did it with such liquidity. Whew, that's so important, isn't it? I think if you think about what I'm saying, you realize that they're not comparing apples to apples or oranges to oranges. They're comparing somebody that's letting their stocks go for a non-premium price, and that's why they sell so quickly. Real estate, if it were sold for a non-premium price, would sell instantly also. I've proved it many, many times. It happens that some apartments don't even make the market for even a day or two. In fact, in houses, the same thing. If you had 10 rent houses, we could sell all 10 rent houses for you in less than a week. That's how liquid real estate is compared to stocks. It's as liquid, if not more liquid, because number one, when you buy stocks, you own nothing but a piece of paper and a hope and a prayer they're going to go up. But when you buy real estate, you are getting cash flow the second you buy it. So just like you, wanting a bond or a CD for 1% or 2% right now. Exciting CDs at 2%. Do you buy a piece of real estate that earns 10 right out of the blocks? Is way more exciting, especially when you realize it's tax-free. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm just losing my mind over this misrepresentations of financial planners, stockbrokers, and the whole industry out there who's telling you lies. The one lie in specific is that real estate or that stocks are way more profitable than real estate is. And this has, guy has like seven reasons. The main argument that they come up with is, these, look, historically, the stock market has progressed at 10% per year, and historically, real estate is appreciated at 4% a year. They're discounting everything that we do with real estate. We don't buy real estate and hold it for appreciation. That is just not what we do. These guys do not understand the thing they're talking about. And a real estate investor doesn't buy a piece of real estate and hope it goes up in value. Hey, maybe you bought your home and hope it goes up in value, but that's not what investors do. And if you're an investor and that's what you're doing, then you don't know what you're doing either, right? So the next one they're talking about is lower transactional costs. You go, you know, you can trade a stock for $5. Go, look, you could buy a stock and make no money at all, have no dividends, right? Pay taxes on whatever gains you make, but by God, you can buy that stock for only $5 trade. Wow, that's really impressive. Or you could buy a piece of real estate that puts out 10 to 20%, 25% sometimes, cash flow, which is, you know, the highest cash flow vehicle out there right now, CDs for about two. I saw one at 2.9 the other day for a long term in like 5 years. Very illiquid. We can go back to that liquidity argument. Very illiquid, but you can get a 5-year CD for 2%, whereas this real estate stuff, we shoot for between 8 and 15%. Sometimes you see the deals like we bring on all the time that are over 15%, 20, 25% cash flow. They don't have any of that. We have not only the 4% appreciation, we have forced appreciation. And you saw that yesterday where the people were saying they pulled out in 2 years, I think it was a 250% return for their investors, 268 to be exact now, if I remember right. And you don't see that in the stock market. There's no 268% return in the stock market. So what's the difference if we make, and I think that they said they made a total, they had like $2 million in the deal. Let's just say a million. Let's say you put $1 million in a deal and you make 200% with it, that would be $2 million. And now you've got to pay $50,000 to get out. Or you could buy some stocks that don't make you anything, pay you no dividends. You have to pay taxes on whatever money you might gain if you do have a gain, and you can do that for $5. Wow, that just doesn't sound like that impressive of a point on seven reasons why stocks are better than real estate. The third one is it's less work. Wow. Now, how the heck do you come by that? The bottom line is, if you're going to go pick stocks yourself, the amount of research you would have to do would be ungodly. I know when I was day trading back in the day, we were reading the newspaper every day, all the articles and journals you can, listen to all the news you could, trying to figure out what was the next big play. It was a full-time job trading stocks. Or you can hand it over to somebody else and let them do it for you, which means there's less work. Now, in real estate, we have the same thing. We can go out there and operate our own business and be 100% involved, make it a full-time job. Or we can hire a management company to manage our business for us and just be the asset manager portion of the deal. And if we don't even want to be the asset manager, which is just telling the management company what our goals are, we can become a passive investor and let the lead be the asset manager. The management company manages the property, and the on-site people do the work. How can they say that there's less work than none? Zero. We don't have to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, close, finance, operate, anything. That's not less work, guys. That's more work to go out there and figure out what all the stocks and bonds and things you want to put yourself in. Now, again, you can just blindly turn that over to somebody else, let them do it all for you, and then there's no work at all. Granted, but that's not an argument that makes stocks better than real estate. This guy doesn't understand what the options are, whoever this guy is. I've never heard of this guy before. Sean, man, you shouldn't be writing articles about stuff you don't understand. It's just, I don't know if the rest of you out there are irritated by it or not, but, you know, you hear every time you get on the radio or TV, you hear the same stuff. And what's funny is, you know, the guy on this radio station here, he talks about, you know, it's either the left or the right, left or the right. No, it's not even the left or right. It's the left and the right. They're both spewing the same garbage out day in, day out. Their fourth reason is more diversification. They're saying, wow, you can't own properties in Honolulu, San Francisco, Rio, Amsterdam, all over the world. But if you own stocks, you can own stocks of any company in the world. Again, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. Our members are investing in deals themselves, investing in deals with other people, and they're investing in deals that have the diversification of different operators, the diversification of different locations, the diversification of different types of deals, in other words, value plays and yield plays, and the diversification geographically, whether I want to have my stuff in California, I want to have my stuff in Florida, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas. We have maximum diversification. And again, this guy has no idea. He thinks all you could do is buy something right in your own town where you live. It's because he doesn't know what he's talking about. My argument is not that these guys are right or wrong. They are definitely wrong. They cannot put together an argument that proves that they're not wrong, that they're right. My argument is they get to spew this stuff on radio and TV and the internet without anybody being able to come back and argue the point against them. They have buffered themselves within their own little zones of mediocrity. Why? Because they make their living selling you this stuff. That's why. This is how they make a living. They don't make a living by picking successful investments. They're not investors. They don't care if your stocks go up or down. They just care if they get paid. They're getting paid whether your stocks go up or down. They're getting paid. Right? Just crazy stuff. The next one, which makes no sense at all, number five, is the ability to invest in products you love. What do you care what you invest in? What do you care the products you love? Okay, we can invest in the products we love. Hey, I have a senior citizens property I used to have. I love that. I really loved helping senior people. We have low-income properties. Oh, man, I really love helping low-income housing people to get a nice, clean place to live. Hey, we've got some resort stuff. Man, I love owning some resort stuff. I can invest in the stuff I love. It just so happens what I love is something real. What do I mean by that? How would you like to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a spouse that wasn't real? It was just a piece of paper or a computer program. And it spewed the same stuff to you every day when you got out of bed. Good morning, Mr. Walmsley. I hope you had a good evening, Mr. Walmsley. I hope that your life will be wonderful today, Mr. Walmsley, because it's just a computer program. It's just rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. None of it real. That's what you got from these stockbrokers and financial planners. There's no real investment there. But with a piece of real estate, my friends, you own something tangible. I've never lost a piece of real estate. Never had one run away. Never had somebody steal one. They're all right where I bought them. And they stay there until I sell them. Yes, my friends, these guys don't know what they're talking about. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm dismantling an article written by somebody who knows nothing about what he's talking about. The article is 7 Reasons Why Stocks Are Better Than Real Estate. And that's some Sean Langolius or something like that. I don't know, guys. Market Watch article. And somebody sent it to me, and I don't know who Sean is, so you know I'm picking on some guy I don't even know. But the bottom line is, if you read his material, you can tell he doesn't know what we do at all. He has no idea at all, and he has no idea how to be rich. If he's rich, it's because he can't be rich. Just what he's saying tells me he can't be rich. There's no way he could be rich. I mean, he's talking about things in such an ignorant manner. All he could do is make money, save money, because he's not making any money investing the way he's setting this thing up in his mind. The next reason he says, number 6 reason, is because real estate or stocks are safer than real estate. When the market starts to go down, you can get out of stocks easier. That's absolutely a lie. Here's the way I want you to see it. I want you to envision this. I want you to envision that you're standing there owning stocks, and a guy's got a gun to your head, and he says, "This stock market is going to go down today, 300, 500 points. You're at work. Can you get out?" The answer is no. You're not going to be able to get out in the middle of a 300 or 500 point drop. You take the gun, and he shoots a bullet at you, and you're dead. You can't get out of the way of something that moves that quickly. The stock market moves very rapidly. Now, let's take real estate. Let's say somebody says, okay, interest rates are starting to go up. That means there's going to be some point where the cost of real estate with the interest rates involved is going to not allow the price of real estate to go up anymore. If they start tightening up the lending requirements, or they let the lending requirements get too loose and people start defaulting on loans, over a long period of time, you're going to see that there's going to be the loosening of the market to where it becomes unsafe. There's a bubble. People are paying way too much for real estate. I want you to think about that as being a train on a tracks. And a guy's standing there with you going, look, that train's coming, and it's going to run you down. There's no doubt about it. It's going to run you down. And you go, no, it's not. I'm just going to step off the tracks. And you can hear that train coming, and you can see that train coming. And when we had the real estate drop in 2008, 2009, the only people who lost any money were the people that didn't know what they were doing. They paid way too much for the stuff they bought. There were speculative buyers in the market to buy and flip type stuff. That's what they were doing. They were stuck with this stuff. It was people who lost their jobs, couldn't pay the payments on the real estate they bought, which they shouldn't have bought because they couldn't afford to pay it. You know, if you can't afford to pay for your real estate, and I'm talking about what you live in, even if you don't have a job for 6 months to a year, then you got too expensive a piece of real estate you're living in. And, you know, so these people, they lost this money over a couple year period of time because of ignorant decisions where they didn't listen for the train coming down the tracks. During that very time when everybody else was losing money, we were making a killing. Probably the most profitable 2 years I ever had in my entire life was 2009, 2010. Great investing. And everybody else is saying, well, oh my God, real estate has taken us all down. No, it took you down, right? So think about that. Would you rather have a gun to your head as a threat or a train down the tracks as a threat? I would suggest the train is what I'll take every day. That thing of waking up tomorrow and having by noon the stocks go down 500 points, I can't live that way. I'm too old. I could have a heart attack from that kind of stuff. I don't know how you keep from when you wake up one day and 40% of your wealth was gone. Every person I bring on the radio that you listen to, the story is always the same. Why did you come to real estate? Because it's safer. Because I lost 40% of my net worth in stocks. This guy is so wrong. His argument is so upside down and silly. You wonder how he even gets published. Maybe he pays to publish his stuff. I don't know. Whatever. And number 7, fewer taxes and fees. Are you out of your mind? Have you totally lost it? Does this guy even bother to do any research before he writes something? Sean, come on, Sean. Real estate investors, when done correctly, don't pay any taxes on their income. You pay taxes on everything you do. Every single transaction that you make money in, you're paying taxes on it. How in the heck can you say there's less taxes and fees? Oh, they're saying because there's property taxes. They don't have property taxes. You don't need property taxes because you don't own anything. You own a piece of paper. And the only gain you get is capital gains, and that's all taxable. By the way, even if they threw off some dividends, that would be taxable. But the property taxes we pay come out of our net, our gross proceeds to allow us the net proceeds. So when we're talking to you about the rate of return, that's net of the property taxes, you dumb, completely ignorant person writing articles. There's no way you should be allowed to write articles. Hey, if I was going to write something, I would go look up the facts before I went and wrote something and made a fool out of myself. This is just the most ridiculous article I've ever seen in my life. There is no 7 ways why stocks are better than real estate. He's named off 7 reasons real estate is better than stocks. And my friends, if you can't see that, if you live in that world he lives in, I'm not going to call you ignorant. I'm going to call you financially insecure. I'm going to call you living a life of quiet desperation. The people that become real estate investors, when done correctly, the way we teach it, between 2 and 5 years generally replace their earned income. Replace their earned income with passive income. Wow. Now that leads me into the next article I have. This is written by CNBC. CNBC, yep. It's an article about Tony Robbins and his feelings about what is a financially secure or a wealthy person. And Tony Robbins talks about the fact that he thinks that being wealthy is a feeling. A feeling. I feel wealthy. I feel safe and secure. Tony, you're worth $400 million. I looked you up. You don't feel wealthy. You are wealthy. And what you're telling people is that if they could just learn to live with what they have. And he says it something like this. I'm not going to read the whole article because I didn't even print the whole article. He says something like, if you just learn to appreciate what you already have, anything above that becomes wealth. You feel wealthy. Now, I've said it many times. The only way you feel wealthy is if you're so rich you have enough to give away and give back. There's no giving away and giving back for these people, Tony. They're barely even making enough money to retire. Your feeling concept, although intellectually makes sense, you know, we always want how much money, one more dollar than what we have right now, only plays out for people that have the lack mentality, the zero-sum gain that I have to take a dollar from you for me to have a dollar. But in the abundance mentality that we live in, everybody can be rich. And I don't mean feel rich. I mean be rich. That's something that you can't even imagine, Tony, as you have them walking on coals. Woo! That's an incredible thing. I walked on coals. I'm still poor as I was before I started. I still have to get up Monday morning and go to work. I'm motivated to get up and go to work, but I still got to get up and go to work. All the fire walking you do, Tony, isn't doing nothing towards helping these people financially, because you got them feeling good about their financial situation. You have not helped them with their financial situation. The article goes on and says, here's how we break down whether or not you're wealthy. And it comes down to how long could you live if you lost your job tomorrow? And he says, if you can live only a month, you're broke. If you can live 1 to 3 months, you're teetering. If you can live 3 to 6 months, you're satisfactory. 3 to 6 months survival is satisfactory, okay? 6 months to 2 years is well off. Well, let's hope when you retire, guys, you don't live past 2 years. Let's get our death certificate ready. We're going to stamp ourselves out in 2 years because, hey, according to what it says here, you know, 6 months to 2 years is well off. Now, 2 years to 5 years, and you are wealthy. That's it, folks. You're living on $10,000 a year, but you can live on it for 5 years in a row, 10 grand a year. You're wealthy. Makes no sense at all. What is the quality of lifestyle that you can live 5 years but live like a broke, poor person? And you're going to call that wealthy because you feel safe that you can last 5 years? 5 or more years is ultra wealthy. Well, guess what? Everybody at Lifestyles Unlimited that does what we do has to feel ultra wealthy. You know why? Because once you replace your earned income with passive income, you can survive the rest of your life. Did you hear that? The rest of your life, then you can hand your assets off to your family and they can live the rest of their life. I guess that means everybody who comes to Lifestyles Unlimited is ultra wealthy. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Earlier today, I was discussing the fact that real estate investing is like watching a train come down the tracks. You can see it coming, but you can get out of the way. Well, here's an article that tells you that it's time to start paying attention to the train coming down the tracks. It's an article that says the Fed's Dooley, more than 4 interest rate hikes unlikely this year. Dooley is the New York representative of the Federal Reserve. And he says, hey, we've had 1 rate increase, 0.25 point, but we're anticipating 3 to 4 more this year. So that means interest rates, when we were locking our apartments in at 3.85 a couple of years ago, now we're up in the 4.5 interest rate. We could end up at 5.5. Now, why do I tell you this? Because they'll bum you out? No. Because you need to start thinking about, okay, any interest rate changes I'm going to make in the future, if I'm going to refinance or anything, I'm going to have to factor in the fact that interest rates are going to be higher. Now, they're telling me a year in advance that they're going to do this, right? So should I not be smart enough to understand that they're telling us this in advance so we can prepare for it, so that we don't make bad investment decisions based on the lower interest rates we have today than the higher interest rates we're going to have next year? I mean, I'm watching the interest rate every single day for many reasons. One, also to be able to consult people as to what is a realistic interest rate to look at for underwriting their project, but also for all of the funds that I have sitting around everywhere, and, you know, probably 20 or 30 accounts I own, different bank accounts, and I'm looking at what those interest rates are doing and where they're at, and it really makes a major difference. I mean, you think about, you know, if you've got $10 million or $20 million, you're talking about a 5% interest rate, if it gets back up to that, is $1 million a year. Let me repeat that. If you got $20 million, a 5% interest rate is $1 million a year. That's a lot of money. So, you know, you're looking at the positive side. As interest rates go up, all of us with money are making more money. As interest rates go up, the people that are buying real estate only need to factor that those interest rates are going to be higher. And at some point, the sellers of real estate are going to have to be realistic. Remember what I said earlier. The only reason you can't sell a piece of real estate overnight is because you're not selling it for the appraised price. You're trying to sell it for more than it appraises for, and then hope that they can squeak the appraisal in and get it done. Bottom line is, when interest rates get up higher and higher and higher, the sellers are going to have to come off those aggressive sales prices. Is that going to hurt us? No, we're going to be buying at a little bit lower price, paying a little bit higher interest rate. Net, 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 it's got to be the same thing. It's a business. We've got to make money. If we don't make money, we don't get into the business, right? Now, the only people that have to watch out are people that went into these deals this year and thinking they're going to refinance next year, but not anticipating an interest rate change for next year. Guys, if you're buying a property right now and you're in a bridge loan or you're in a hard money loan, you need to think about how quickly can I get out of these loans so that I don't feel the effects of three more interest rate hikes. This is a timing issue. The train is coming down the tracks, guys. There it is. We see it. We're telling you it's there. There's no reason to panic. Be logical. Think it through. What changes do I need to make to my portfolio in the next 6 months to avoid any type of interest rate risk? That's what you need to be thinking about. That will make it all happen. All right. Last article of the day. I dug this one out just to prove a point that has nothing to do with the article, but it was a good segue into my thought process, and that was, this is from the Greater Houston Partnership, and they're talking about what are the fastest growing employment markets. Now, the reason that's important to real estate investing is wherever there's more employment, for every five jobs, there's another rental unit rented. For every five jobs, there's another rental unit rented is the ratio they go by. So the more new employment coming into your town, right, the higher your rents are going to be and the higher your occupancy is going to be. So get this right here, right out of the block. Dallas-Fort Worth, 146,000 new people. 146,000 coming in. Houston, 94,417 net growth. Atlanta, 89,000. Phoenix, 88,000. And it goes down the list. But here's where it gets interesting, guys. The liberal states are starting to lose people. Why? Well, because those governments are failing. They're going broke. And their taxes are getting higher and higher and higher. Their cost of living is getting higher and higher. And people are fed up with it. And they have net negative employment growth. People are moving away. Not employment growth, but net negative population growth. Okay, so think about somebody like Chicago. Chicago is losing 13,000 people this year. That's tax base, property tax base, that's sales tax base that they're losing, that's personal income, state income tax base they're losing. Now, for the rest of you out there that haven't figured this out yet, and I think a bunch of you just got your head in the sand, if you live in one of these liberal states like California, what's going to happen to you this year is your taxes are going to go up by 25 to 30% because you have a 12% state income tax rate. And you have high property taxes because your properties are so expensive. The rate's low, but the properties are expensive, so you have taxes. You used to be able to write all that off against your federal income tax return. You no longer can, folks. That means you're actually, for the first time, going to pay the taxes that you have been taxed by the government. In other words, the giant money steal that the state governments have been stealing from the federal government, making all of us people in the rest of the country pay for you guys to live, it's over. You're going to pay to live like liberal wackatoonies. And you're going to keep throwing out money to all these welfare programs and all these super, super duper giveaways, and you're going to go broke. But your smart people that live where you're at, they won't. They're going to come live with us. They're going to come live in a rational society where people no longer try to live off of other people. Think that one through. But remember, it's not the money, it's a lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.